The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Virginia's House of Delegates voted on Wednesday to keep the budget in their hands instead of sending it to Governor Glenn Youngkin. VPM News' Jad Khalil reports from the Capitol.
Delegates voted to not consider Youngkin's over 200 budget amendments individually, and then to not vote on the budget. That keeps the spending bill in lawmakers' hands and restarts the process. It avoids the prospect of a budget veto amid standoffs over taxes and spending, mostly on education. The result is more or less the same as if Youngkin vetoed the bill, though, a special session to finish the budget. But it avoids a crisis and projects the image that budget negotiations are collaborative. Speaker of the House Don Scott told VPM News the move looked drastic but was actually in agreement.
I'm not sure if we'll have kumbaya on the final budget. We'll have kumbaya today on how we get on a path to a budget.
The governor says it was a collective decision and no specifics had been decided.
That's what the work to do over the course of the next 30 days will be really targeted towards. We've committed to start working, and I think that's really important.
Officials are aiming to have a two-year budget done by mid-May. Fiscal year ends June 30th. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
University of Virginia basketball player Reese Beekman will leave the Cavaliers and declare for the NBA draft. According to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, the senior point guard is foregoing his extra COVID season with UVA's all-time record of 228 steals. Earlier this week, sophomore forward Ryan Dunn also announced his departure from the team in the hopes of going pro. The NBA draft is scheduled for late June. The Greater Richmond Transit Company is poised to get roughly $70 million from the state. The funds are part of a six-year improvement package from the Commonwealth Transportation Board to various state transit and rail agencies that was released on Tuesday. Adrian Torres is GRTC's chief of staff. She says some of the money will go to expanding service, including along U.S. Route 1 to Virginia Center Commons.
We actually plan on connecting the Ashland Micro Transit Zone that just launched in March and connecting the two, which is honestly huge because that gives local route connection service if you utilize the link service all the way up to Ashland.
Funds will also go toward adding bus stop benches and shelters and to keeping the zero fare program running through at least 2025. In 1964, Dick Howard moved to Charlottesville to teach at the University of Virginia School of Law. Now, he's retiring after more than 60 years of service at UVA. Howard helped shape a revised version of Virginia's Constitution, which took out remnants of the Jim Crow South. The lifelong Virginian was named one of the greatest Virginians of the 20th century by the Library of Virginia in 2008. By his retirement, he will be the longest-serving professor in the university's history. Richmond School Board is accepting applications for an interim 4th District member to represent its Southwest neighborhoods. The candidate must be a registered Richmond voter as well as a 4th District resident. Jonathan Young resigned from the seat late last week after multiple news reports about his interactions with a 15-year-old student on a field trip. Applications are due by 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday, April 30th. Are you interested? Visit rvaschools.net for more information. The City of Richmond received a $10,000 grant to fund a local training program for birth doulas. The money, provided by the U.S. Conference of Mayors, will go to recruiting and training 25 Richmond residents. Cheyenne Varner, founder of the Educated Birth, says she's concerned about public understanding of the maternal mortality crisis.
Especially for Black women and birthing people, has become a primary narrative for us, to the extent to which so many of my clients have come to me and said, I'm afraid of dying, as a top of mind concern for them going into their pregnancy.
According to VCU Health, Black women in Virginia experience a pregnancy-related mortality rate 2.3 times higher than that of white women. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.